Well, thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels today, Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. And when he had spit on the man's eyes, he put his hands on him. And then Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." And once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. And then his eyes were open and his sight was restored and he saw everything clearly. So the man was blind. Whether his blindness came from birth, a disease, or an accident, we just don't know. But his friends heard that Jesus was in town, so they took the man to the Lord. They begged Jesus to touch the man and restore his sight. Interestingly, Jesus led the man outside the village. I wonder what they talked about as they walked. Away from the crowd, Jesus spit on the man's eyes and touched them with his hands. At first, the man could see only with blurred sight, but then Jesus opened his eyes to see clearly. Sometimes we live with spiritual blindness. We can't understand the simple yet profound truths of Scripture. And sometimes our spiritual sight is blurred. There's a stirring of our hearts, but we don't quite understand the significance of Jesus and his work on the cross. But then, suddenly, the spiritual light turns on. Our eyes are open, our sight is clear, and we understand who Jesus is and what he came to do. There's no need to live with blurred spiritual vision. Jesus has come to make things crystal clear. Father, open my eyes to see your truths clearly. Help me apply these truths to every aspect of my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.